season that can still make it beautiful, that can still make it lovely, that can still make it bloom. So you need to now look at the context you're now in and start to find those things that will make that context beautiful, that will make that context bloom, that will make that context. Welcome to Relationship Recipes, where Krimkat helps you build a thriving relationship by leading you to becoming your best self. Hi guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I am super excited today. I've had a long weekend. I'm not gonna say like my energy is 100, but then I'm grateful, like my heart is full. I've had like the most stress that could possibly be had by an individual in a long while, but hey, not complaining, and I'm grateful for life. So how are you doing on your end? What's happening? How's life? I'm Nigerian, guys. I didn't want to bring this to the podcast, but how can I not? I'm Nigerian, and we have been playing the African Cup of Nations, and we finally made it to the final. So guys, if you're not Nigerian and you're listening to me and you're African, I want to apologize on behalf of my fellow siblings, the Nigerian people. We are loud. And I remember, like, you know, talking to someone and just saying that they were complaining of how, like, Nigerians are loud wherever they go. They're everywhere. They fill the entire place. And I'm like, hey, yeah, but I don't think it's something we should be sorry about. Someone said that when God wanted to bring a little bit more laughter and energy to the world, He created Nigeria and Nigerians, and gave us the famous, I don't think it's famous, famous for people that ask questions, Nigerian spirit. So hey, by the time you're listening to this, we might either have won the cup, or maybe we are about to win the cup. But that's all that I can say we have won. Nobody should drag me, yo. If anything does not happen as I've said, but I've said what is going to happen. Either which way, welcome back to another episode. And if you leave because I've called Nigeria now, come back. Is that why you came? Welcome to another episode. Today I'm going to be continuing the conversation about love in different seasons. Last week we did talk about, as a single person who is growing in age, what you're looking for at different seasons of your life, maybe in a relationship, is actually different. We talked about how there's relationships when you're younger have more energy, have more drive. Sometimes people are not even trying to settle down. They're actually just trying to have fun and enjoy themselves. So it's not a big deal. Nothing is there. They're just trying to chill, have fun, enjoy themselves. It's nothing deep like that. But then when you're growing older, you want to settle down. You want something that has more stability. You can vouch that this is going to be there in the future. You know, that's what people are looking for. And I said sometimes people get desperate at a certain particular point, but moving forward, we find that people now become at peace with themselves and start to seek for someone who can actually live the kind of lives they've started to build for themselves. So what you're looking for in every season kind of differs. That's basically the entire point of that podcast. And here we are talking about different seasons when you're already in a committed relationship, and that's when we're saying when you're already married. So as it is, thankfully, I was at a wedding yesterday, a wedding of my dearest beloved friend. She's listening to this. I wish you the best, you know, my heart for you. I pray that, you know, you experience the full bliss of marriage. Marriage has a lot of bliss, and I pray that you don't miss out on any. You enjoy the full bliss of marriage. And for those who are wondering, marriage bliss, does that thing still exist? Yes, it does. And that's the point of this entire conversation. There can be love, and love can bloom in different seasons. And if love is well watered and nurtured, it can become its highest expressions even as we grow in the context of our relationships. And then, like fine wine, love can age with time and become better. So I am a believer in the fact that in every season, love can be better. Love is different. What love will mean for a person in a season can change, but then it can be nurtured in a way that, in regardless of the season, love is blooming. I mean, when you get married, you're in that newlywed phase, you're accelerated, obsessed, intoxicated by that person, you want to see them every day, and then you start to come into that place of reality where you're now knowing who they really are, knowing their annoying and not so annoying parts, knowing the parts of them, of them that kind of irk you, and you're like, I don't even like that habit, so why would they do that? You're coming to tell you who this person really is. A lot of people get stuck there and then start to build camps there and forget why they really came in the first place. And that's why you find people 1 year in, 2 years in, they're like, what, I want out. But oftentimes people forget the fact that it's in this, I don't know what to call them, I've forgotten the word, but it's in these contradictions and just things that just really don't make you happy, that you really prove that you love this person. Because love is not necessarily based on condition. Love is based on a commitment that is bigger than what the context is per time. So we kind of not, we can't say that, oh, love, you know, it's going to be there if this man is rosy or not, or if this woman is good or not. That's not how love works, right? So in every season, love is different and love will change. When children come into the picture, it's different. I mean, you know, there's a whole thing about love languages, and I personally believe your love language is different in every season. For someone who has, you know, is juggling a number of kids, you know, running this errand, that errand, while probably her partner is so busy, or while she's, you know, doing, she's at a stage where her children just need a lot of, demanding a lot, and, you know, even as a dad, the children are just demanding. For such a person, I think acts of service will be high on their love language, kind of helping them get their work done. You know, will be so deeply appreciated in that season, and it comes off as their love language, because that's the season they are in life, right? While for people who are, you know, who are kind of in a place where their life is more quiet, they have more time on their hands, might appreciate more quality time, right? And there are times where people, you know, would want to feel affirmed, because maybe they feel based on the kind of the pressure life is putting on them, they don't kind of meet up, they feel inadequate. And when you affirm them, they feel deeply loved. So I think that it changes as the season changes. In marriage, you start from, as I said, you start off from newlyweds, and then you start getting to know each other, get to that phase where you're finding things about your partner that are really, really not, you know, the most comfortable things that kind of irritating you. And then you move on to that place where there are now kids everywhere, you know, you're sharing your space. But then one thing people often forget is that kids and, you know, family and marriage are two different things. So you have to, marriage is the foundation, so you have to keep watering marriage in order for family to bloom. Oftentimes people just get overwhelmed. They circulate their relationship around the kids, what the kids need, what they're doing for the kids' games, the kids' extracurricular activities, the kids' school, provide for the kids, that the reason why they were together in the first place kind of get lost, right? So I think at the basis, you must understand that that marriage is different from the whole parenting cycle. And so you must first water your marriage, and then from that point now feel your parenting. So there's the stage where the children are really small and dependent, they need you. And then there's a stage when the kids can take their showers, they can go to use the restroom by themselves, they can say, oh, mommy, I'm hungry, and all you need to do is provide lunch, dinner, or dad, I just need this. And then you need to just drive them to their games or shop at their recitals and all of those things. So it's different, right, in every season. And I think that paying attention to the season and not putting so much pressure on yourself to produce the kind of results that you had in previous seasons is going to be very helpful. So, example, when you have little ones and they're, you know, in your hair everywhere, you might not necessarily have the same kind of time to do the things that you love to do as you did when you were maybe in your newlywed stage, right? All of the adventuring, all of the going out, you know, catching fun, doing, taking risks. Like when children are in the picture, you're not going to be taking risks because you're thinking of another human being that needs to be fed and needs to be cared for, right? So there's some things that you just hold back off on. And it doesn't mean that, oh, now our marriage is just dry, it's not sweet again. No. there are things that you can do in that season that can still make it beautiful, that can still make it lovely, that can still make it bloom. So you need to now look at the context you are now in and start to find those things that will make that context beautiful, that will make that context bloom, that will make that context shine through, right? So it's very easy to be caught up in the fact that, oh, you know, things are not working out right now, this one is not looking good, that's not looking good, and just to be so confused about the fact that you can't have the past. Meanwhile, you can create something new and more beautiful even in the present seemingly different context of your marriage and your love life. So in every season it's different. When the children grow older, probably you send your kids off to boarding house as adolescents, it's different. It's as if you're back together to just being only the both of you. That's if you have close ranged age, how do you put it, children together in a close age range, right? Maybe your children are from 4 to 6 or from 5 to 11, you know, so they kind of can go to school at the same time. So it kind of brings you back together. Now, oftentimes when you do not nurture love in the season where the children are around and they took a bulk of your time, you will now be scrambling to start from the beginning. That's if you even try, when the children are no longer there, because you did not nurture. Love must be nurtured in every season. That is the crux of having love bloom. And you must believe that love can take a beautiful, different form in every season. And you must try to see that form happen. It's just like, you know, saying, ah, it's winter, plants don't grow, flowers don't bloom. But then you have this plant, and I watched a lady do this. She has this plant in her kitchen. She moved into this house, sees this plant in the kitchen, it's almost dying, but she's like, I know it's winter, I know things don't grow and things don't bloom, but I'm just going to try my best. And in that season that felt contrary to something blooming, she starts to take care of this plant, starts to water it, and then it blooms, and then it's growing, and then it's healthy. And that's how love is. The situations can look like, ah, you're not going to support us, you know, but then you can find a deeper level of intimacy in that season where it feels like things are not going to work. You can, trust me, you can. But you just need to, number one, decide, you know, that you're going to find the color of love for that season. Number two, you're going to nurture love regardless of how your life is looking, regardless of the pressures. For some people, it might be the pressures of infertility, and they're just milking out the life out of your love life, the life out of your marriage. You're trying to have children, it's not working, and you're putting yourself under so much pressure. And oftentimes, if you go to the doctor, they will tell you that that pressure you're putting yourself under would be one of the reasons why it's not happening, right? So sometimes you just want to go back to what first brought you together. You want to go back to that bond, that commitment to be there for each other regardless. And in that place, you now start to birth different beautiful expressions of yourself and of your marriage. And really, if you ask me, it's phenomenal. So when you're starting off in the journey of marriage, you need to first let yourself know that it's not always going to look like, it's not always going to be just the two of us. A time will come where, by the grace of God, children will come into the picture. It might be different, but we need to maintain a commitment to ourselves, to love each other regardless, to stay true to ourselves, to birth in ourselves, you know, the highest version of ourselves, support ourselves well, you know, and all of those really amazing things. Make the commitment before the season even comes. And when the season comes, it's going to take work and intentionality to make sure that your love is blooming, your love is nurtured, and you're going for newer levels of intimacy. You're exploring all the things that can possibly be right from that season. So that's what I have to share with you today. Marriage is, you know, it's a journey that takes on your entire life. You know, that's what it's ideally supposed to be. It's a commitment for life. And you, if you're going to do it for life, you're going to know that life is going to give you different seasons. And you're going to have to be able to be there. I mean, I remember reading a post by a woman I deeply admire. She's a public figure. And she posts this picture of her husband. I mean, this was weeks after she had just lost her brother. and you know, she says, my man in every season, and that's how marriage is, really, that this is your partner in every season, that you find new dimensions of love by going through both the good and the bad together with a person, that you both experience the emotions, the difficulties, navigate the challenges, enjoy the joys, make the celebrations together with one person that sees you through and through in every season of life, and you can find new expressions to the love and the intimacy you share with that person in every season of life. And I think that's beautiful, right? I think that's beautiful. I hope you've learned something. Please share this podcast with someone you want to like, read this podcast wherever you're listening to it, and you want to send me feedback. I will always leave questions in the polls on Spotify if you're listening on there, and I'll be expecting to hear from you. What does love look like for you in this season? If you've been married for a while, if you're just getting married, what does love look like for you? If you're a newlywed and you know your head, you're still head over heels, you know, you can't sleep at night just believing that, oh my god, so I'm sleeping with this person is mine, right? You know, so let me know, how does it feel, and what advice would you give about love in different seasons? This is me saying thank you, I love you, and I'm wishing you the best. And this is me wishing all my love to the Super Eagles tonight. All my love. Bye, guys.